Thank you, Mr. Chair. As this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, let me congratulate you for assuming the chairmanship of MX5. As other delegations said, you have the full support of Brazil's in this very, very important task. Mr. Chair, I myself and my delegation, we read and appreciate the three working papers. I want again to thank the Russian Federation for organizing the conference in Sochi in June. It was very well organized, and the working paper that was circulated by Russia keeps the memory of our discussions there. On the issue, one important issue that was raised by our Russian colleague is about the centrality of the BWC in MX4. My delegation highlighted the BRICS statement on the centrality of the BWC. I'm just reminding it now. Another point, Mr. Chair, as our US colleague, I see value in having a recollection of the discussions that took place a quarter of a century ago. And I'd read with a lot of attention the paper that was presented by the UK. But I saw it as it is. It is a working paper circulated by one of the state parties. So it's, as our US colleagues said, we have different narratives. We have different assessments of what happened in the past. The Brazilian negotiator is our ambassador now to the UNESCO, so maybe I should talk to him and to have also a recollection of that negotiation. And maybe a historian of diplomatic negotiations should face the task of examining and studying that whole process, because it was very important, and will be interesting to have an academic assessment of that period. But the Brazilian position on the protocol, it's well known. We believe that the verification protocol is essential for this convention. And concerning the importance of the BWC, the importance of this centrality, as was reminded by our colleague from Iran, at the same time, now, at this same time, it's happening in the same building, a meeting on the Conference on Disarmament. And there we hear the same, well, it's not relevant, it's not relevant. We are going to be the CD is being surpassed by the actual word, but we are still there. We are still negotiating there. We are still discussing there, and we have many delegates in this room that are also delegates to the CD, and I don't believe any of the state parties of the CD have the intention to leave the conference on disarmament. So I don't have any fear that the BWC will not be relevant in the future, because it's the single and the most important convention on this issue. Finally, Mr. Chair, on a lighter but important note about a specific remark from our distinguished representative of the UK regarding his local football team, whose chances of winning the Champions League were slim. Was slim were also the chances of Liverpool beating Barcelona in that league. But they did it and went to win the championship against Tottenham Hotspur, another incredible and surprising underdog competitor. So let us not be hasty and underestimate the chances of motivated people to advance their goals. Perhaps we can find a way for a feasible package to the table, again, even against all odds, a package will have better chances than a fragmented proposal encompassing only few of the elements discussed here. Thank you, Mr. Chair.